I'm going to get the frog out of my throat. We want to pray for the family of Elsie Leonard, who passed away this past Saturday. So she is in her final resting place now. And then we want to continue to pray for Sherry Orgain, who had eye surgery last week, and she's experienced lots of pain with that. So we want to pray for a speedy recovery. I talked to her husband yesterday at church, and he said that she just had lots and lots of pain for the first couple of days, and that the eye drops that they have her put in her eyes now, said it feels like she's dropping gasoline in there or something, just really, really painful. And then one of my good friends, Gail Lovell, I want to pray for her. She had to have an ileostomy some time back, and she's believing that before long that will be reversed. And an ileostomy is where they have to replumb you a little bit. She had to wear a bag right now, but it is something that is reversible. So she's looking forward to that day.
All right, so Lord, we know that you're God that heals. Lord, we just, those people have reached out here today for prayer. We pray, Lord, lift up the family, the Leonard family, Lord. We just pray for, give them strength and peace as they walking through this grief process, Lord. We thank you for Elsie, Lord, and again, we thank you for her eternity. We are blessed to know, Father, that she is with you. The ultimate prize. Whew. Thank you, Lord. But, Lord, we lift up her family. Just give them peace. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord, to protect them and just provide a way for them to keep strong through this grieving process. We bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift up Sherry Orgain. She's had the eye surgery, Lord. We just come against that pain. We just say no pain in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just thank you that she has reached out. Lord, we just know that you're God that answers prayers. So, Lord, we just lift her up. We say that she's going to completely recover with no pain. And, Lord, we just thank you for the ability of the doctors to correct whatever it was that she needed. But, again, Lord, we just declare and decree she's gonna recover very quickly. We thank you in advance for her total healing. We lift up Gail Lovell. Lord, has had some major surgery. I can't pronounce whatever that is. Ileostomy. So, Lord, we just know that, again, Father, you've got her. Lord, we just release her to your healing power, your love. Father, we just know that it's going to be reversed. We just know, Father, that she's going to, that her whole digestive system will be made whole. And we just declare and decree and just speak to her body. We speak to her spirit that is made of the same substance that God is made of. You have the ability, spirit of Gail Lovell, you have that ability to heal her because you're made of the same substance God is made of. We call her spirit front and center to listen to what the Lord says. I am a God that heals. So I encourage you, spirit of Gail Lovell, to begin this healing process. To completely restore the digestive system. Let this be a miraculous sign to even to the doctors. They just can't believe it. Let this be a testimony, Lord, that you are God and you are in control and you are God that heals. It's nothing for you to do that, Lord. And we just speak in advance, healing, complete and total healing. And we praise your name for her healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to go through some of the sponsors we have, y'all. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can reach Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And the Refuge Church, they're located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is an amazing woman of God. And then we have Prophetic Voice Ministries located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Amen. I encourage you, if you do not have a home church, I'm telling you, there's no more excuses. You have Facebook Live. You can even visit some churches and see, and then pray about it and ask the Lord to lead you to a home. He will. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Bardice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barbara Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Les German. His title for today is Decrees for the Mountains of Culture. Back to you, sir.
Well, I had a friend at church ask me, he said, well, now that Donna's gone, are you going to continue to counsel? I said, yes, and this is a glory story. Okay, mm-hmm. I love glory stories. I love bragging on God. I said, yeah. This guy's named Mark. I said, yeah, Mark, I'm going to continue to counsel. I said, you know Donna. He goes, what do you mean? I said, I don't want to spend my eternity with Donna's finger in my face going, why did you quit? And he laughed. He said, that'd be Donna. I said, yeah. You better believe it. So, no. So, I am still counseling men. I actually counseled a couple the other day, but let me give you one glory story. This is so cool. I thank you, Lord. A friend of mine runs a business. He had an employee that kind of had an alcohol problem, and it was generational. Mm-hmm. His family, all way up line, you know, was alcoholics all over the place. Anyway, so this young man was drinking on the job, so he had to let him go. Mm. But he said, he told this young man, he said, I need you. You're a great employee. I need you. I need your work. I mean, I need you to be here, but I can't afford the risk. So I'm going to have to let you go until you get this figured out. And so this young man that I know that owns this business was in the shower, taking a shower, praying for this young man. And he said, Les, your name came to mind. So he said, would you counsel with him? So I did. Make a long story short, this young man needed to break off generational curses. Mm-hmm. He needed to forgive people, all that. But he couldn't do it unless he's a child of the King. Amen. He wasn't saved. His wife was, and you know all that. She was doing good. But so I told this young man. I said, this was the turning point. And I just wanted to get this out there for you guys. Us guys, we kind of our self esteem is in the jobs we have, money we make, our machoism, whatever. But I told this young man, I said, I want to tell you something. From my experience of my past as a law enforcement officer, martial artist, I've had to fight for my life a few times, guys trying to get the gun out of my holster, you know. Mm. And I'm just telling you, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty like that, you don't fight fair. I'll just say that. We should not fight fair against the enemy. Mm-hmm. God has taken I don't know. I guess at one time I thought I was a natural warrior. I guess I was. But he's taken that and spun it to a spiritual warrior. So here's the deal. I told this young man, I said, It takes a bigger man to follow Jesus Christ than following the world.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And he's sitting there, and a big old smile comes across his face, and he starts shaking. He's going, oh, my gosh, I got the goosebumps. I said, well, that's the Holy Spirit. You want to accept the Lord as your Savior? Yeah, so I led him to the Lord in prayer. He broke off generational curses. He forgave people that hurt him. He forgave himself. Amen. Okay? About 3 hours later, okay, I'm thinking, I had a meeting, finished the meeting. About 3 hours later, I thought, I'll call this young man, just check in, see how he's doing. So I called him on his cell phone, and it goes straight to voicemail. And of course, I'm human. I went, oh, no, Lord, he can't start drinking again. No, Lord, no. Anyway, and so, Lord, forgive me of my unfaithfulness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just, we're all human. Come on. So a minute or so later, he calls me back. And he goes, Les, he said, I'm sorry I didn't take your call. But he said, I was on the phone with my cousin telling him about the Lord.
Already.
3 hours later, he's witnessing to his cousin.
Glory.
I praise the Lord for that. And I've seen him a couple more times, and it's he's doing good. And he got his job back.
Yay.
And his boss actually paid him for a week's work that he didn't work. So his boss is a fantastic young man of the Lord. So anyway, that is so awesome. I praise the Lord for that. So yeah. So I gave him a bunch of scriptures about who he is in Christ and the authority that we have. See, Satan's got two different, well, his plan A, I'll say it this way. Plan A is to keep us from heaven. Well, he missed that one, didn't he? We're all sons and daughters of the Most High God. So he blew that one. So plan B is to keep us beat down, depressed, fighting every obstacle he can throw at us to keep us from advancing God's kingdom. Okay? So since my wife passed, Satan wants me to stop. He wants me to just lay down, crawl in a hole, and don't come out. I tell you, I'll be honest with you. There's days I didn't do anything.
That's a hard hole to come out of, sir.
Yeah, it is. You've been there.
Yes, sir. Coming up on 9 years.
Yeah. Donna's been almost 6 months. So it's just, but the point I want to make, people, is that with God's help, we can come out.
Yes.
We can be stronger than we were before.
Yes.
And I've heard it said that it's a new normal. You know, I don't know if it'll ever get normal, but not with the many years I had with Donna. But I just want to encourage people to smile and not frown, because and focus, totally focus on your blessings, because God wants to continue to use us, or I'd be out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've still got to. And here's something else too. I feel is very important is that I have to leave a legacy. Donna left a huge legacy for our family. For her kids and grandkids, and for people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and she touched so many lives.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But I have to leave a legacy for my children to show them that I didn't crumble. I didn't run. I stayed steadfast, hooked up with the Lord, because he's all I got, which is plenty.
Amen.
You know? Amen. And my two little brain cells will probably never figure it all out. But with the Holy Spirit, we're a majority, and we kick Satan's butt.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
That's what it's all about,
Amen.
To keep walking with the Lord. So there's a lot of things that we need to understand that the Lord has given us. According to Luke 10:19, Jesus told his disciples, which we are all disciples, told his disciples in Luke 10:19, I give you guys all power over the enemy. I was born and raised in church. I never really heard that. Maybe it was taught. I may have been sleeping in the back pew. I don't know. It probably was taught, but I just didn't get it. But all power over the enemy. That's not some pride thing. That's a responsibility thing. Okay? Our job is to walk with the Lord and to defeat the enemy, and to walk with the Lord to where he can use us to help others. We are to pull other people up. to our level of, all right, get me into quantum physics, but we all have frequencies, mm-hmm. okay? And our body is, all right, the most minute form of life is sound waves. Understand that? Our cells create a sound. They've determined. I don't know how all that works. I'm not some physicist, but our cells will spin. Our cells make sound. So isn't that indicative of God speaking out, let there be life? You know, mm-hmm. he spoke it into being. Out of nothingness became something. Same thing with us. So when he breathed into Genesis, I think 2:17, where it says that God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils and Adam mm-hmm. became a living being. God didn't just deposit oxygen. God deposited a piece of himself. The mm-hmm. essence of God is in our spirit. Yes. And so when I need to let people try to get people to understand that we are sons and daughters. We have authority through the Holy Spirit and through what Jesus. Because the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, Les, I didn't go to the cross just to get your sins forgiven. I went to the cross to give you guys power and authority mm-hmm. over the enemy. And I expect you to aggressively advance my kingdom. I went, yes, sir. So we are called to do that. And it's through love. It's through our prayer for people. And I have no doubt in my mind that this morning we prayed for those people's healing and God's going to heal them. I have a good friend who had stage 4 cancer. I saw him the other day. We've been praying for him on Monday mornings like we do. And I saw him a couple weeks ago and I asked him how he's doing. And he gave God the glory. He said, Les, he's got immunotherapy? Immunotherapy. Mm-hmm. And he's got a couple more, but he said, they say I'm 99% free of cancer, and these two or three more sessions are pretty much going to wipe the rest of that out. And he said, I'm feeling so good. It's just amazing. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So know this, people, when your prayers are important and your prayers are powerful. Harvard Medical School is even teaching future doctors about the power of prayer. Mm. I'm telling you. Mm. And they call it in positive intention or something like some weird name, but it's prayer. I'm sorry. Mm. It's prayer. And God honors it. So glory to the Lord.
We do have another prayer request that's come in, Les, and one of our viewers asked us to pray for those who lost loved ones in the shooting in New York. Oh my goodness, what a tragedy.
We prayed this morning, so yeah, Lord, I just lift up all the losses. There was people in California in church that was killed and wounded. So, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you comfort the families of those that have been wounded and those that have been killed. Again, we just pray, Father, that, we just long for your righteous judgment, Lord. But, Lord, we just lift up those families that are grieving this morning, going, this is just too much. This hit them out of left field, Lord. They had no clue this was going to happen. So, Lord, we just come against the enemy. Again, Lord, we just speak through their grief that you will come alongside them. You will strengthen them. You will lift them up. And, Father, at some point they will look back and they'll smile and not frown. You are a God that heals emotionally, physically. So, Lord, we just ask you to send angels to their sides, to everyone, Father, that's grieving because of the loss of this violence that occurred this weekend. And we bless their lives. And, Lord, let this be a time that they would reflect back on you, some that need maybe to rededicate their life to you, Father. And we rejoice in that. But, Lord, your word says that everything the enemy intends for evil, you'll turn to good. So, Lord, we just declare and decree, and we stand on that you are a God that will reverse this evilness and will turn it to good. And we just bless their lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I saw a little clip this morning on TV about the man who was in the small single engine plane, and the pilot collapsed, and he and another man were in the back seat, and he'd never flown. He had no idea what to do but God. And he told on national TV this morning as he was being interviewed, he said, I prayed. And he said, you know, we were in a nosedive when I first saw that. Now, I can't imagine. He first climbed over in the front seat and just reached over the pilot and kind of got him going. But then they managed to get the pilot out of that seat.
Wow.
I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Getting, you know, flying through the air in a little plane and all that commotion of moving around.
Oh, yeah.
Would cause the plane to be, you know, jumping around. My dad was a pilot. I know what those little planes are like.
Yeah.
And he got over there and he said he didn't know what to do. Then he pulled the headphones out and they were frayed and he had no connection there. So he got the headphones from the friend and put those on. And a man down on the ground was able to talk him through what he needed to do. And he said, man, I just give God all the glory. I knew if I didn't try to do something that we were dead.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, to God be the glory for this.
I saw the video of the landing.
I did too.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Landing.
See, I've been to flight school and I decided I'm a great driver on the ground, but I decided that if the wind was blowing 100 miles an hour across the runway, like my dad had to land a time or two, I didn't know if I could make it. But I remember coming, you know, you can't come in too hot. And he said the man on the ground, you know, was telling him going to have to ease up a little bit. And he was barefoot even. You probably saw that. He was barefoot, and he said, I was just kind of pumping the brakes a little bit. I mean, what a miracle of God.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Lord. There was a video I watched. This young lady was going through airport security, right? And anyway, so the TSA guys were asking her. They stopped her, and they said, let me see your luggage.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
With the Bible.
Yeah. With the Bible? Did you hear about that? Anyway, so they take her Bible out, and they scan it, run it through the scanner again. She goes, what's the problem? We don't know. They take the Bible, I think, the second time, didn't they? And ran it through the scanner.
Yeah.
And they said, it's unbelievable. What? Well, there was two scriptures in John that was illuminated through her Bible.
Wow.
Now, she said, I had shiny stuff in my luggage, you know, makeup cases or whatever. But I had shiny stuff, but they took that Bible out, and it was John, I think, John 9 something, 9:3 and 9:35 or something like that. But those verses was illuminated through that x-ray machine.
Go God.
I'm thinking, wow, I don't know what that means, but I thought that's pretty awesome. That was pretty cool. And so anyway, God's good. And here's something else too. I one time years ago, I said, Lord, I want to live in your supernatural world. And Lord spoke to me, and when I say he speaks to me, it's thoughts downloaded. But Lord said, I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you mean? He said, to the world, I'm weird. I'm strange. I said, no. He goes, yeah. He said, Jesus healed this guy's eyesight by putting dirt in his hand, spitting in his hand, making mud, and slapped it in his eyes. He said, to the world, that's strange. So basically what he's saying, he said, don't put me in a box. I made a donkey talk, for crying out loud, you know, in the Old Testament. And he said, I'll use anybody, anywhere, anytime to do what I want to accomplish. As long as my people are willing to come alongside, I will show you miracles, because I'm a God that heals and I'm a God that reconciles. And so I went, okay, so yeah, the Lord has had me do some strange things. but God, can I tell you one more real quick story? But I was coming back from, I do investments and stuff, and I was seeing some clients in Oklahoma City. And I was coming back, it was late, probably about 10:30 or so at night, and I'm driving back westbound on I-40. I was listening to Third Day. You know I kind of rock out. I like Third Day anyway. And the Lord came in the car, just spoke to me. He said, do you love me? I went, yeah, Lord, I love you. Do anything for me? Yeah. Anywhere? Yeah. Anytime? Yeah. So he says, okay, I want you to pull your car off in the ditch, And I want you to go to the back of your car, drop to your knees, and worship me. And I'm driving. I'm going, Lord, I don't know. Am I sure that's you? And I really think I heard the Lord chuckle. And he said, do you think the enemy wants you to worship me? No, the enemy, it's me, yeah. Les. It's me. Okay, Lord, well, what if some highway patrol drives by and sees me, thinks I'm nuts, and hauls me away? And, you know, he goes, you said you'd love me, yeah, and do anything, anywhere, anytime. Yeah, okay. So I'm west of El Reno, and on the north side of a few miles west of El Reno, on the north side of the interstate, there's a huge area before that fence starts anyway. So I pulled my car, and it was a moonlit night. I mean, you could almost drive without lights. So I pull off the road, and I get to my back. I drop to my knees back of my car. I didn't sing or anything. I just raised my hands and said, Lord, you're Lord of all lords. You're King of all kings, and I worship you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me enough to die for my sins on the cross. And thank you, Lord, that you love me enough that you wanted me to spend eternity with you. And just, you know, stuff like that. I was back there for a few minutes. I heard the trucks go by. I heard the cars go by. But I'll tell you what happened. It just lifted me. And I don't know that I ever had a real fear of man, but I didn't care what those people thought. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a moonlit night. And so I did that a few minutes. I get back in my car, hit the interstate, and Lord come back and gave me these thoughts and kind of like, you know, thanking me for doing that. Kind of an attaboy thing. And I said, yeah. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I was able to change lives just now. I was able to touch other lives. I said, what do you mean, Lord? He says, well, people drove by and they saw you out there. He said, some people were thinking, what's that idiot doing? What's that? But other people knew exactly what you were doing. And he said, they, in their cars, rededicated their life to me.
Amen.
So he said, your obedience changed lives. And I just want to encourage people that are listening that our obedience, God will use our obedience, no matter how crazy it sounds. He will use it to touch other lives and to bring about a change in their behavior, okay, for the glory of God. So I just give him praise for that.
Amen.
So if you see me in the ditch alongside the road, it's just, hey.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay. Keep on trucking.
Okay. Join in.
Yeah.
There you go. Join in.
There we go. We'll have a circle of worshipers out there in the ditch. So anyway.
Now, if he's got a jack under his car, you might stop and help him change his flat.
Yeah. Or if the hood's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
When you was talking about when God spoke, you know, light be, when you were talking about how he breathed into Adam.
Yeah.
This is what the Lord spoke to me as you were speaking that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a mush for my Lord. When he speaks to me, it just moves me. I'm a sissy for the Lord, okay?
It's okay.
In the name of Jesus, those that have ears, let them hear. I did not speak life into my children. I breathed my breath that spoke the world into existence. Mm-hmm. My children have my very breath within them. The power of life and death I have given. I have breathed it into your very lungs. My breath that does have the power and authority to bring forth light into darkness.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Absolutely right. Good job. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord.
He is just, man. He's my superhero, man.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You know,
I'm telling you.
for me, when I went through everything, the grief, and I still walk it. I mean, you know, the Lord is walking me through it.
Sure.
I got into a circle of self-centeredness, Les.
Yep.
I got so caught up in that spin cycle.
Well, it's easy.
Of me.
It's easy.
You know, what I lost, the plans, the dreams.
Oh, I know.
And then, you know, my daughter, 14 months later, it really set the spin cycle. But God.
I know.
In my circle of self-centeredness, he told me, just come home. And let me pull you out of that circle. And then he put other people on my heart. And as I would pray for other people,
mm-hmm.
that's how he was, okay, come on. Yep. Every prayer I prayed for someone else was another step of me coming out of that circle.
Right. Absolutely.
Of self-centeredness.
Yep. I totally understand that, big time.
And yeah. I finally got to a place where instead of looking at the icky in life, you know, right. the loss and all that.
Sure.
I can now, it's like I had to retrain my brain.
Sure.
My thought pattern. And now it's like, and the enemy tries to drag me back into that circle, and I can discern what's what now.
Mm-hmm.
And when the enemy comes at me trying to pull me back, I can lift my hands and be like, Lord, I just thank you
mm-hmm.
for that man. I thank you for the blessing of being his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you that I was there holding his hand. And I thank you because I know that I know is with you.
Yep.
And right. I thank you for the gift of being Victoria's mama.
Yeah.
And I just, and that's how I combated, and that's how I battle that.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you. I know. He said, focus on those blessings,
mm-hmm.
not your loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, yeah. So you're, that's good. Thank you, Lord.
Would you like to pray to end this out, sir?
Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've called us to a higher position of authority and power, not to be prideful, but to be, it's just our job, Lord, to advance your kingdom, to pray, to bless and not curse, Lord. We just come against the attack of the enemy. We break your power, Satan. We cancel your assignment. So, Lord, we just help us, Father, to hear your voice more clearly. Give us an open heaven so we can clearly hear your voice, Lord. Give us wisdom and discernment. I bless Monica and Neva, and I bless this hour of power, Lord. It's such a powerful hour, changing the lives and encouraging many, many people. So, Lord, I just bless them to continue and to just more power from your throne room, Lord. And, Lord, again, we just count it and a blessing to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Mr. Les German. Y'all have a blessed Monday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.